Trump plans potential pathway to citizenship for foreign H-1B workers. By John Binder on January 11, 2019. President Trump says he plans to offer foreign workers imported to the United States by Silicon Valley tech conglomerates and multinational corporations every year a potential path to citizenship to encourage so-called highly skilled migration. Every year, more than 100,000 foreign workers are brought to the U.S. on the H-1B visa and allowed to stay for up to 6 years. There are about 650,000 H-1B visa foreign workers in the U.S. at any given moment. Americans are often laid off in the process and forced to train their foreign replacements, as highlighted by Breitbart News. More than 85,000 Americans a year potentially lose their jobs to foreign labor through the H-1B visa program. In a tweet Friday morning, Trump reversed course on his Buy American, Hire American executive order, saying he wants to offer a pathway to U.S. citizenship to the hundreds of thousands of foreign workers living in the country on the H-1B visa. H-1B holders in the United States can rest assured that changes are soon coming which will bring both simplicity and certainty to your stay, including a potential path to citizenship, Trump said. We want to encourage talented and highly skilled people to pursue career options in the U.S. Trump most recently told the media he wanted technology corporations to import and hire more H-1B foreign workers for coveted, high-paying white-collar jobs instead of those companies seeking American graduates in the tech fields. It is contradictory that Trump wants to raise wages for Americans and also bring in more workers who will cut salaries, an American technology professional told Breitbart News' Neil Monroe. It is political suicide, because the tech workers believed, in 2016, he was the only one who stood up for them. While Trump is now looking to streamline the H-1B visa to make it easier for employers to import foreign workers to take American jobs, the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, USIS, had been considering a regulatory change to tighten the program in order to ensure that American workers are not being readily replaced by mostly Indian male nationals. Trump's tweet comes as business attempted to outsource nearly 420,000 American jobs in fiscal year 2018 to H-1B foreign workers rather than hiring U.S. workers. On the campaign trail and in his Buy American, Hire American executive order, Trump promised to reform the H-1B visa program to stem the tide of American workers being laid off by multinational corporations and forced to train their foreign replacements. Last year, the laid-off Americans who sued Disney for replacing them with foreign H-1B workers announced they would be dropping their lawsuit after years of attempting to hold the corporation accountable. As Breitbart News previously reported, more than 2.7 million H-1B foreign workers have been approved to come to the U.S. to take American jobs between 2007 and 2017. During that same period, businesses tried to outsource almost 3.5 million American jobs to foreign workers instead of hiring Americans. About 4 million young Americans enter the workforce each year, many looking for white-collar jobs in the STEM fields. Those Americans' prospects of finding work are crippled by the country's legal immigration process, which admits more than 1.5 million immigrants and hundreds of thousands of foreign visa workers annually. Already, the wage-cutting business scheme has led to foreign-born workers overwhelmingly outnumbering Americans in the tech industry in Silicon Valley, California. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.